We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Join now on the line, our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Our good buddy Brian Baldinger is here. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. And if you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed.com/credit. Baldy, how you been, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. I'm good. I mean, still trying to get through, you know, week six games with two last night. So just trying to get caught up, but I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking.
So the Green Bay Packers got just beat up. I mean, let's just start with the overall. Give me your reaction to what you saw in that game this past Sunday.
Well, I mean, I thought they had control of the game, you know, in the first quarter. Obviously, the pick six by Jamel Dean is uncharacteristic of Aaron, but then to come back on the next series and get the ball tipped and intercepted again. And, you know, you give Tampa the ball to two. I mean, you go from being up 10-0 to down 14-10. I don't think they ever recovered from that. But, you know, when you look at it, you go, okay, you know, Kenny Clark, Za'Darius Smith, I mean, they were invisible. And, you know, you're paying those guys a lot of money to be, to be impactful players. They didn't make any plays at all. You know, now you're without Christian Kirk. See, that's an off-season signing, but, I mean, he's had a lot of injuries. So, you know, whether it's Chris Barnes in there right now or whoever's playing that linebacker position, Ty Summers, they just weren't able to make any plays. Ronald Jones had one of his best days I've ever seen him have. And so you couldn't run the ball, you couldn't stop the run, and then you gave him 14 points. So, you know, it just seemed like, you know, they just weren't very sharp in any phase of the game.
The offense, Matt LaFleur said, bad week of practice, bad play calling. They couldn't get in and out of the huddle. Clock was running down. A lot of the things that they have done really well in the first four games of the season, it's like they just abandoned it. Once the pick six happened, and then right after that, the next pick that was intended for Davante Adams gets tipped, and Aaron Rodgers gives up not one but two. But it seemed like they panicked or they just got tight. Did you see it that way?
No, but, I mean, they just couldn't sustain offense. I mean, I think they punted seven times, you know, almost seven times in a row. They couldn't sustain offense. And so I didn't see it, you know, they were tight. I mean, they just – you're right. I mean, Brady saw, you know, 12 men on the field, snap the ball. You know, next thing, Ronald Jones going off the right end for 25 yards. I mean, it's a big play. It's a big chunk play. Gronk had the best game that he's had all season. In fact, he looked almost invisible up until last Sunday. Hadn't had a touchdown catch. Really was never part of the offense, but the linebackers were invisible, and the field was open, and Brady, it looked like Brady, you know, back in New England with Gronk. I mean, they were throwing the ball over the middle, and he was there to catch it on a couple of occasions. I just didn't think, and whenever anybody runs the ball well on them, like San Francisco did twice last year, I mean, they tackled poorly, so they got to tackle a whole lot better than they did, and I just thought Ronald Jones was way better than I think he is, to be honest with you, in that game.
The argument here is always, well, coaches need to be fired. People are upset. So the question is this a good team who had a bad game, or was this a 4-0 team that was exposed?
I think this is a good team that had a bad game. I mean, I believe in this team. I do think they're – I mean, despite what Alan Lazard did in one game and what Robert Tonyan did in one game, I do think that they're challenged by the number of weapons that they have surrounded with Aaron Rodgers, just like everybody else has surmised at some point or another. And so how long can you just rely on Devontae to win every third down or fourth down or red zone going forward? I mean, he's a fantastic player, and so is Aaron Jones, and they both had off days. But, you know, when they're on, they're as good as anybody. But they do look like, and give them credit for what they did in those games without Devontae and, you know, even without Lazard and with Tanya. Did you give Matt LaFleur credit and how Aaron Rodgers, you know, played? But I think what you now discover is there's, like, no room for error. And not that Aaron Rodgers is ever going to throw a pick six and two interceptions a game. It probably won't happen again all year. But you know, there's just no more trip to put it over and give the other team good field position, especially a team that, you know, is capable of capitalizing on it. That secondary of Tampa Bay's, people just refuse to realize how good Carlton Davis is or Jamel Dean or Michael Edwards or Anton Winfield. I mean, they're good players and they're linebackers. I mean, Green Bay saw it in the run game. Fast. Devin White, Lavonte David, I mean, they're just almost unblockable. And, I mean, when they run through, there's nothing an offensive lineman could do. I mean, they're just by you.
Talking with Brian Baldinger on Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. You can find him on Twitter at BaldyNFL, BaldyNFL. So Matt LaFleur also alluded to the bye week, and last year they came out of a bye week and looked lethargic. Is there something to – I had said at the time that the bye week, while it did come at a good time and they wanted to get healthy and get Devontae and Kenny Clark back, they were in a roll. They kept talking about the rhythm of the offense, the flow of the offense, and I said a bye week can hurt all of that. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I do, especially if you're playing really well the way we saw them play. It can certainly knock you out of rhythm. And it might take a week to get it back. I've seen it work both ways. But, you know, I think the fact that it's just these stadiums are lethargic to begin with. And then you've had 2 weeks where you can't really get away. I mean, you still have to get checked in every day. And so you can't really mentally get away from it. Yet you're not practicing and really staying sharp. So I think this year it may be more pronounced than ever, to be honest with you, just because players can't go on a 3-day getaway and mentally clear themselves out. I mean, you're still at the facility every day. And so, yeah, I mean, I believe that. It won't surprise me if that was a contributing factor to how they performed on Sunday.
Defensively speaking, does it come down to talent or scheme most of the time?
Well, you know, they play a dime defense. They're a linebacker defense. You have to run them out of it for Mike Pettine to put two linebackers on the field. They like to cover things up inside with three defensive tackles and put, you know, Gary or one of the Smiths on the outside, whatever. I mean, they play that diamond look. It's kind of who they are. It's good because it puts more speed on the field and more defensive backs. But, you know, if you're not tackling well and if you're getting run on like they were, it's not a good scheme. So it can work for them and it can work against them.
I like the fact that, you know, Matt LaFleur acknowledged, hey, the play calling wasn't right. It wasn't coming in on time. They were running the clock down coming out of the huddle. They couldn't get into pre-snap motion. They couldn't do a lot of the stuff that got them there. So maybe this way, you know, Aaron Rodgers has said maybe we needed a wake-up call because we've been reading the press clippings. I'm not a big believer in a lot of losses, but if anything comes out of that loss, maybe this is one of the – do losses refocus you, so to speak?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, they were 15-1 back in the day and the best offense in football got beat in the playoffs. You know, records don't really mean anything. It's really how you play the game. And so, yes, I do believe that losses, I mean, nobody wants to lose games, but if it does sharpen you and it forces everybody to be more on their toes and to be more diligent and pay more attention to detail, I mean, if that happens, then it pays off. But if this thing snowballs, then it's not a good thing. And then, you know, then you'll start really asking questions about, you know, just how good they really are. But it's all about attention to detail and just smallest of details, whether it's, you know, not getting the right personnel on the field, getting the plays in late. Those are things that can be fixed, but you have to, you know, you have to at least address it going, that can't happen again. And we all have to be better. It does start with the coach.
Real quick before I let you go, now this team, obviously they were undefeated going into this contest. They've got one loss. The NFC kind of shaping up. The Bears atop the division. Boy, the NFC East is extremely weak. Top four or five teams, you know, obviously I would assume that the Packers are there, the Bucks are there, you've got Seattle that's there. Who are kind of some of the others that you would say in the NFC you'd have to really watch out for?
Well, I mean, I look to your you know, your neighbor right to the south in Chicago. So that defense is playing lights out good right now. The offense is struggling, but the defense is keeping them in all these games. You know, I mean, they, you know, they're finding ways to win tight games. They did this week. They did the week before against Tampa. I mean, you have to take Chicago seriously. I think Detroit's going to get a lot better. You know, they got Galloway back. DeAndre Swift looks like the back they drafted last week. And if they get a running game going, I wouldn't count Detroit out at all, despite what the record is or what the coach's record is there. I mean, Arizona is 4-2 right now. They just, you know, mopped up to Dallas last night. You can never count San Francisco out. They go to New England this week. You know, they can get on. You know, it's all about what team is going to get on a roll right now. Who's going to start stacking wins? I mean, mid-October is a good time to start stacking wins and make a statement. And so all the teams I mentioned can do that, including a team I didn't. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles are capable of doing it. Now, you know, they've played 11 different offensive linemen so far. So, you know, eventually some of these guys got to get healthy. But I mean, it's about stacking wins. And it's not too late. The Colts were 1-5 2 years ago and made the playoffs and won a playoff game. So when do you find your group? When do you get your confidence? When do you start putting wins together and getting collectively confident about what you're doing? There's a lot of teams that could be in that realm right now.
Baldy, it's always great to talk to you, Brian. I certainly appreciate you hanging out with us for a couple of minutes. They can always catch you on the Baldy's Breakdown on the podcast with you and Jason Lockenfora as you guys go in depth and all that kind of good stuff. And that's wherever you can find the podcast, right?
Yes, you can find it anywhere you can find it. We tape them every Wednesday morning, and they're up by Wednesday afternoon, Bill.
Great stuff, and we'll talk to you soon. I appreciate it, okay?
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks.
There you go. Brian Baldinger, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Again, check out Brian's podcast, Baldy's Breakdown. And him and Jason Lockenfora, they go in-depth in the Week 6. You can search it, Baldy, wherever you find podcasts. And Radio.com Insiders brought to you by Indeed. If you need a hire, go to Indeed.com/credit. Indeed.com/credit and check it out. He joined us also on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. The way the economy is, everybody's looking for something good, something new, or something just to get you going. And that is our friend at Schneider's. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.